part of the African self-extension orientation is what he calls African self-consciousness. Now, African self-consciousness is the conscious manifestations of the ASCO. The ASCO is the unconscious manifestations of Africanness. The ASC is its conscious manifestations. Or as he says, it's the conscious embodiment and the operationalization of the ASCO. The ASCO cannot be changed by social environmental forces and influences because it goes deeper than all of that. While the ASC, since it is the conscious representation, it is subject to tampering and altering by social environmental forces, and we see that daily within our people. Now, one good thing he also does do is he tells us, he gives us a general model for the natural functioning of the African and the African personality. And for those who can see it, and I get to play with this, as we see up here, is the ASCO, and that's, like I said, the unconscious manifestations of Africanism. It works in tandem with, it works in tandem with the African self-consciousness. Both of these working together. In normal states of existence, both of those will give you your basic traits, or what he calls your Africanisms. And if we have time, we'll get into some of those Africanisms. If you continue along being natural functioning, it should give African survival propensity, which should go forth to an African survival thrust. Meaning, if your unconscious Africanness is in line with your conscious Africanness, you should exhibit basic African behaviorisms and traits, which will push you towards wanting to create institutions that help bolster and maintain that, which will push you forward to nation building and nation maintenance.